Welcome to Castle Country Focus. Joining us in studio today, we have a number of guests, including Carbon County Commissioner Jake Miller, as we talk about the career pathways. Now, this has been a very passionate topic of Jake's for quite some time. He has joined us in the studio to give us updates on how things have developed here in the local area. And Jake, first off, it's a pleasure once again to get you back in here and talking about the career pathway. So thank you for the time today.
It's always wonderful to be here, Jordan, and you're correct. I am passionate about this career pathways topic. That's the reason and purpose I sit on the state board of the Department of Workforce Services so that I can bring something back here to Carbon County.
The great thing about this is Carbon County has teamed up with USU Eastern to actually bring new technical programs to local students. And I think that's the big thing, the main thing. Now, obviously, we're going to talk about a new hiree here in the local area in just a moment. But Jake, you guys are teaming up. It's an essential partnership. And because of that, there's going to be new opportunities here in the local area. For someone who maybe isn't too familiar with the career pathways, explain it to me once again.
So we've been working very heavily on the technology side of things as far as in the field of engineering or in the field that leads up to engineering, the different pathways that people can have as far as employment goes. They could be an electrical technician, they could be a drafter, a GIS person, and a number of other support jobs that go into every one engineering position here locally. There are about six to nine other support positions, and developing a more streamlined pathway so that they can have the specific job training and specific education requirements met perhaps a little bit sooner. That's kind of the focus that we're putting our efforts towards right now.
So as far as the hiring process goes, I guess that's kind of it's not the first step, but it's the first step that the public, I guess, will actually notice right at hand. That's the intangible stuff.
Correct. We've got Tyler here with us today. You're going to talk with him in just a moment, and we're very excited to have him here in our community. He'll be spearheading the efforts going forward as far as working with the strategic partners, him and Gary Strackwedding, who was instrumental in helping us get this initial funding grant from Talent Ready Utah.
Are you surprised with how quick this process has actually come together? I know it probably seems a lot longer for you, someone that has dealt with this for as long as you have, but at least from my perspective, you've got the ball rolling on this thing, and it seems like it's come together in really short fashion.
You know, there's been a lot of success stories across the state, and I've been aware of those and a part of those. Here locally, a lot of people have mentioned that changes like this should take years. However, It hasn't. This has been the effort of the past 8 or so months, and it's been an ongoing effort, perhaps a little bit longer than that, but I think that we can have some big changes here by next year.
Before we bring in Mr. Tyler Agner, I want to point something out. This is a one-year project, correct?
The fund that was received was for 1 year. There's another grant that Gary and I are working on for January. There's a lot to do before then, and we expect Tyler to do a lot of the heavy lifting.
All right. Well, with that being said, let's bring in Tyler. Tyler Agner, and this is a mouthful. He's been hired as the Industrial Technology and Manufacturing System Program Coordinator for the Talent Ready Utah Grant Program. First off, Tyler, it is a pleasure to get you in today as well, so thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for having me, Mr. Jordan.
So as far as your involvement here in the local area so far, you've been here for about 3 weeks now, right? What has that been like?
I'm coming to the end of my third week, so I'm still getting dressed out of boxes on a daily basis. I'm not fully moved in yet, but I have got my activity in the community already underway. I went to the school board meeting on Wednesday. I've been out to some of the local schools and met with some of the industry partners that we're going to be working with on this grant. So it's nice to be back in rural America again. I come from a small town of 400 people in western Ohio, so Price is actually a big city for me.
I was going to ask you a little bit about your background from Ohio, but where were you most recently and what were you doing that prepared you for this particular job aspect now?
I came here from the Ohio State University in Columbus. I was and am a PhD student in agricultural and extension education. I should finish my degree in December. I taught statistics, data analysis, and research methods, and I have several international projects going on in Honduras, Puerto Rico, and Mexico, and I was doing a lot of the same jobs that I'm going to be doing here. So I worked with an organization in Honduras, and we created a vocational school there. We created a nursing high school. I've been through the DACOM process several times before, creating curriculums for schools. The nice thing about doing it here in Price is that for once it'll actually be in English.
Again, we're being joined right now by a couple of guests as we talk about career pathways. Right now, Tyler Agner, who is the grant director. I guess we can call you the grant director for short, right? I mean, that's a shorter term for you. So the grant director, talk about developing the curriculum and what are some of the things that will go into it and what those participating in the curriculum should be able to expect.
Okay. The nice thing about the DACOM process is that it's not me coming in as an educator telling local industry what it is that they need and hirees or employees. It's a process where we bring in individuals from industry, the people who either actually do the jobs that we're trying to train students for or the people who do the direct hiring of the students that we're preparing. It's ran in a focus group fashion. That uses storyboarding, so I'll act as a facilitator to keep things on track, but I'll actually let the people from industry and from the educational system be the ones who determine what the knowledge and skills and traits that these individuals going through this career pathway need to have, and then I will work with them to develop the curriculum and hopefully get something that'll get well-educated students out into the industry to help boost the economy in the local area.
You did mention that you recently spoke at the school board meeting.
Yes.
Give me your takeaways from that.
I haven't been to a school board meeting for a number of years. It was very, very laid back, very informal. I did get to meet the new superintendent, Dr. Hatch. So it was nice. Judy Maynard. I'm going to be working with her. I got to meet her there as well. So it was nice just getting a feel for the community and the camaraderie between the schools.
Well, it's definitely great to get you in here and talk a little bit about what is happening with Career Pathways. Tyler, I'm sure this is the first of many times we're going to talk, hopefully, within the next year as we continue to get updates. Congratulations. Thank you again for taking the time to come on down here today.
Thank you.
I do want to bring in Vice Chancellor Gary Schrackwood in, if we could, here for just a moment. Vice Chancellor, it has been a little while since I've gotten to talk to you, but the last time it was about the Career Pathways. I do want you to just comment on the fact that you and Jake have worked so closely together to get this ball moving, and now we have someone in place and it's really starting to come together.
Yeah, this summer has been a great summer for Jake and I because we have brought together being awarded a $50,000 grant to be able to hire someone to help us with this essential partnership among the school districts, among the industry partners, our government agency leadership, such as Commissioner Mellor, and then, of course, Utah State University to bring together a pathway in industrial and manufacturing systems that will allow students to have new opportunities and allow our employers to look towards their future of how to expand, how to meet their employment needs. So this has been a neat process, and it's unfolded well during these summer months, and being able to hire Tyler into our group and to have the support of the community, I think we're ready to take off and get busy on this project and see what we can do to make Carbon County maybe that next shining star in the educational pathway process that we have. Yes, we're a small rural area, but we got some powerful ideas and powerful people down here in place.
With that being said, what is next in the process?
Next in the process is to move from curriculum and pathway development into implementation, meaning curriculum with equipment, with teachers, with programs, with internships, with apprenticeships, with placement, with employers able to now plan and vision their futures based upon a pipeline of potential students becoming potential employers in this process. So it is all about economic expansion, I believe. It's all about economic viability to this community. It will be a shift in how we look at the jobs in the Carbon County and Emory County area, certainly, because as we expand more in some industrial manufacturing, automation, some electronic processes, respectful of the other industries that we have and will continue to hope to expand as well. But it's going to be a bit of a shift in some paradigms of employment opportunities.
USU Eastern Vice Chancellor Gary Schrakwedine, always a pleasure to talk with you as well. I appreciate you taking the time to come down.
Thanks for having us.
Jake, let's bring you back in to put the final touches on this. Again, some great developments. I'm always appreciative of you making the time to come down and give us the updates on what's happening with Career Pathways, but things just continue to be moving on a track. I mean, forward. Things are really coming together.
You know, it's a wonderful thing, and a lot of it is always driven by funding and what we can do. We're well on our way to fulfilling that process, thanks to Gary and the hard work and dedication that he's put towards this. And now that we have Tyler, we can really get the ball rolling. We'll be working very closely with our community partners. Part of the new process going forward is the increased involvement of our subject matter experts, so the people in the field, the employers themselves, not just having them sign a form saying that they participated, but having them show up to the table and be a part of the discussion on what goes into the curriculum, what training is required and needed, and what emphasis they would like us to put on that training so that truly these individuals are well met to the employers that will be giving them jobs.
Jake, again, thank you very much for coming down today, and I hope we talk again real soon.
Oh, of course, Jordan. Thank you.
All right. Carbon County Commissioner Jake Miller. Again, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.